This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House in 2020 expands again with the addition of former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who says in a campaign video making his announcement that immigration reform will be one of the prime issues he's running on.
All of us, wherever you live, can acknowledge that if immigration is a problem, it's the best possible problem for this country to have. And we should ensure that there are lawful paths to work, to be with family, and to flee persecution.
O'Rourke is 46. Meanwhile, the Senate now expected to vote today on a resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Several Republicans expected to join Democrats in voting to reject the presidential order. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Trump's former campaign chief gets another prison sentence. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Defense attorney Kevin Downing discussed the 3.5-year sentence handed out to Paul Manafort at D.C. federal court.
Such a callous, harsh sentence that is totally unnecessary, much like this.
Combined with the sentence in Virginia, Manafort received a total of 7.5 years, and the Manhattan District Attorney announced a new 16-count fraud indictment against Manafort.
The Labor Department reporting this morning 229,000 workers filed first-time claims last week for unemployment benefits, 6,000 more than the week before. Severe storms packing damaging winds and tornadoes now bearing down on the South and the Midwest, while major flooding continues across the plains. And a major snowstorm continues to affect parts of the central U.S. This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A mafia boss who was shot outside his home in New York is dead. Francesco Cali was gunned down while walking outside his home on Staten Island. The 53-year-old Cali was believed to be the head of the Gambino crime family. Reports in the city of New York are that Cali was shot several times, and New York police do say the shooter took off in a blue pickup truck and no arrests have been made. The British Parliament votes today on whether to ask the European Union to extend the March 29th deadline for the UK to leave the Union. It comes after MPs voted yesterday not to leave without a Brexit deal. And on Tuesday, they voted to reject the deal Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with that trading bloc. A request for a delay would have to go before EU leaders when they meet in Brussels next week. And ABC is bringing back a couple of classic TV game shows. Vulture's reporting the network is rebooting Card Sharks and Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not made a formal announcement of the time slots for those shows. Want to remind you again, we have a recently redesigned website online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we need to do it if we're going to make America even greater, and because there's so much more potential that is there. And this is what Donald Trump is showing us, if you have eyes to see. But if you want to be prejudiced about it and you want to reflect, let's be blunt, you know, the absolute hatred that the mainstream media and those on the left have for this president, well, then you're going to miss out and be rather grumpy because, let's face it, happiness and success do go hand in hand, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Chris Garcia joins us now, the CEO of Vicker Financial, a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, good morning to you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. Let's be up front here. Small business growth, especially minority business in America, it is off the charts.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, the president came into office with his detractors, with his opponents saying that he was the biggest racist in the world who'd ever run for office. And I always like to say, well, if President Trump is such a racist, you know, he's doing a terrible job at it. You know, the policies he's put in place. Tax cuts, regulatory reform, you know, helping business environment, you know, to be more conducive to entrepreneurship. This has led to the highest optimism for minority and small businesses in certainly the last two decades. When I was in office, the president was very, very adamant about two things. Number one, deregulation, making sure we cut the red tape that allowed businesses to really grow and thrive and be more competitive on a global scale. And then number two was the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Well, guess what? Back when President Obama was in office, he said we would never get to 3% GDP growth. He said 2%, 1% was the new GDP growth. That was the new normal. Right. President Trump has successfully done that. We now have actual figures to say in 2018, we had for the first time, Bill, in 13 years, 3.1 economic growth, 3.1% GDP.
So what does that say to not only President Obama, but all the other econ geniuses that agreed with him?
Well, I mean,
the deal is, see, the mainstream media, I mean, you and I talk about this, and this is so obvious, but the reason I want to talk about the obvious is because the obvious is being ignored, and people begin to form this antipathy towards Trump. And, you know, even to the point where, you know, I even asked somebody the other day, I go, with the success that's happening, just like we're talking about in small business, the last time I checked, it's not just small businesses that are conservatives. It is Republican, Democrats, independents. It is, it's about America at large being successful in opening up new businesses, minorities, people of all color, all, you know, to your exact point. I mean, if he's a racist, he's not a good one.
I mean, I like to say it, but, you know, it's true, and I joke, and we joke a lot, but, you know, the president was at CPAC just a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, folks, they tell me, you know, not to go off script, But if we don't go off script sometimes, you know, our country's on the road to disaster. Right. And it's funny that he said that because you know who wrote the script for the last 8 years? And with all due respect, you know, President Obama, I'm sure he came into office with good intentions, but he did not have any economically literate policies. And when President Trump came into office, he said, you know what, it's time to start looking at this through the eyes of a businessman, of the eyes of a CEO, somebody who's actually created jobs. And these are the fruits of going back to economics 101, not thinking that government can stimulate the economy, that government spending will lead to sustained and, you know, as I said, sustainable economic growth. But this is really, it goes back down to capitalism versus socialism. We need to have free market policies that let businesses do what they do best, grow, create jobs, create innovative products, and let government get out of the way. And now we see the fruits of those actual policies put in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, frankly, and I maintain this all along, and when President Obama was elected, I had a lot of hope for the country, just from a standpoint. I mean, if nothing else, just for race relations. But basically what became real obvious was that that President Obama was a theoretician. He was typical of a lot of the academics that sit around in the coffee lounge and in the teacher's lounge and talk theory. And, you know, and that's okay. But at some point, you've got to bring that theory to the forefront. And what happened is that based on his charm and charisma and what he sold the people on, we gave Barack Obama a canvas to paint on and to put his theories to the test. And they all, I don't know one that I can come away with and look at and say he was successful here, whether it had to do with you know, renewable energy, what he did in that sector, what he did with healthcare, what he did with our foreign policy. I mean, you go down the list, and I know there's some people that are just, they're just so convinced that he was the great deliverer, but let's be real here. You know, after 8 years of Obama, all the debt, you know, the fruit of his administration was a disaster, including his statement. He said, well, there's not one scandal. Well, my goodness, we've got garbage trucks loaded with scandal here that go back to his administration. Even the most recent that Lisa Page came out and said, oh, yeah, the Obama administration told the DOJ and told the FBI, stand down. So,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
what a real disaster that was. I mean, can you think about the reality being, Bill, that every administration has scandals. Every administration has scandals. The difference in the Obama administration is that there were so many people, whether it was in the media, within his administration, the careers as well as the politicals, who wanted to see him successful. Certainly it was a historic presidency. I think we all concede that. Something to be proud of as Americans, you know, right, surpassing some of these hurdles we've had as Americans with respect to race relations. But when you're covering up things like Fast and Furious, when you're covering up things like this phony dossier and the funding of the dossier by the Clinton campaign, and this whole Mueller investigation being an insurance policy against a potential Trump presidency.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, and I can go down the list and down the list on and on and on. You know, the Solyndra scandal, I mean, the Uranium One scandal, I mean, these are things that we should not be proud of as Americans. And frankly, when we have a media that is reporting against President Trump, 90 to 91% of negative media coverage, of course the general public is going to think that, oh, wow, that, you know, the Trump administration is scandalous. And by the way, I haven't seen, you know, anything close to what we saw during the Obama administration, certainly while I was in office. But what I did see while I was in office?
What?
I saw policies put in place. I saw contracts put in place that were all executed at the last hour, you know, in October of 2016, that were favorable to firms or companies or groups that were close to the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen these holdovers who are disrupting, and trying to prevent President Trump from getting his and the American people's agenda accomplished. And so that's really what the real controversy is today, is that you've got these, you know, these obstructionists that are actively working against the president who, mm-hmm. you know, not to be corny, but who truly wants to make America great again and competitive, right, again, and competitive against all these other nations. who were rivaling with, you know, whether it's China who's trying to challenge us in the space race, whether it's Russia who's trying to disrupt our internal election processes, which, by the way, there still is yet to be.
Exactly. Hey, Chris, we've got to go to break, so we'll pick it up from there. Chris Garcia is with us, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us. 15
Bacon
minutes
lovers.
After.
We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one and delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
But I'll tell you, it's a lot about facts and deep on the truth. We're not into the 8 second sound bites. You know, I've maintained that if you form your worldview based on 8 second sound bites that the mainstream media is giving you,
you're not all the smarter for it, and no one else around you is. I mean, this is a commitment. It's a government up for by we the people, and we need people of intellect. And when I say that, I'm not talking hoi polloi people of intellect. I'm talking about people that are interested in educating themselves. This is what freedom is all about. Freedom doesn't come to us automatically. This is something we have to fight for, and we have to understand what's happening, especially in this day and age. It started, as we were talking with Chris Garcia a moment ago, it started with President Obama telling everybody that he was going to fundamentally transform our country. I said, from what to what? Fundamentally transform? What are you talking about here? But a lot of people got behind it because even Ocasio-Cortez said, you know, Chris, she said, you know, these people who have these leaders that are very charming. And they're long on words, but short on substance, my interpretation. But, to that respect, that's what she said. And she was calling out, President Obama for that. And that's where we have to be careful, is that we get these charismatic leaders that come in that are all hat and no cattle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's exactly what we're seeing now. Really an uneducated populace surging to the polls, getting to the polls, and voting for sound bites, voting for great ideas like free education, free college education, universal basic income, very just unsound economic policies.
Things that have never worked historically.
They would bankrupt the country.
Right.
If you think about the cost of this Green New Deal that was proposed, I think it was $41 trillion that would be required to put this Green New Deal in place. You talk about putting the United States at a competitive disadvantage. You know, we talk about these domestic policies. We talk about needing to, put in place these reforms, domestically. But really, what we ought to be doing, one thing that's very bipartisan that I think both parties could get behind, is not some type of Green New Deal, but some type of an infrastructure New Deal that gets America really, truly competitive,
exactly.
So that we can sustain our economic prowess, to sustain our global dominance as the world's leader. You know, we've got China who's building this this new Silk Road, 2025 deal, where they're trying to make sure that China is the most competitive, and that China essentially owns these key industries. While I was at the Commerce Department, one of the things that we tried to prevent them from doing is taking advantage of the generosity of the American people and of the American government, because they've been stealing intellectual property, they've been stealing our technology, they've been really trying to dominate these industries. And so when we have real global actors that could completely tank our economy, if it's not managed properly, we got to be focused on things like that, not these idiotic policies that are coming out of this new freshman class of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, as I said, comes back to a capitalism versus socialism dialogue.
Right.
Capitalism, economics 101. We've got to have free markets. We've got to have competitive companies and a competitive environment. That's what it comes down to. And when the American people and your listeners are some of the brightest I know in the country, when we educate ourselves, when we really get back down to basics and understand what's being proposed, that's when we can spread those policies, we can spread those ideas, and have a more sustainable and economically prosperous country.
Well, Chris, we've got the perfect example that we did to ourselves with Obamacare. I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know about socialism and about some of these ideas. You know, a takeover of a sixth of our economy. And look what it did. It's a disaster. And we're still tripping over it today. And there's a lot of people, sadly, I mean, this is what breaks my heart. I know it does you as well. Is there are people, there are citizens out there right now that cannot get services because of the way Obamacare works. I can tell you, my son, he just moved from Huntington Beach, California to Oceanside. Do you know that move from Huntington Beach, Ocean, because he was on Obamacare, it disqualified him for Obamacare. He had to go and re-up all over again, and he's still in the same state. He's only 45 miles away from where he was at previously.
Unbelievable.
I mean, And the stories are absolutely horrendous. But all that to say, I think you touched on something that people really, and I want them to catch here on what you're talking about, because Marco Rubio suggested the same thing. That is that we need to build an infrastructure. You know, we talk about an infrastructure as far as our highways and that, but I think it is a total infrastructure of industry. And you talk about a potential new industrial revolution that could occur in this country based on 21st century ideas that we need to consider with everything that we do about our government and where we're investing our money. Does it add or take away from a liberating structure and infrastructure that is going to take advantage of the natural resources? And I'm talking about human productivity, because, Chris, pound for pound, when you put the work effort of Americans against any nation on this planet, America comes out on top. All they need is a fair chance to win and the tools in which to make that happen. I think Donald Trump sees that. He's trying to move that way. But I think we need to coalesce a vision, kind of like what you've touched on here, of this 21st century industrialized infrastructure that is going to take us, to heights that we never, you know, a 3% GDP would, you know, we want to look back on that and go, boy, how messed up were we when we just were only doing 3%, right?
And that is where our focus ought to be, not just on the domestic side, but on the global economy that we're operating in now. Mm-hmm. You know, when we see that 2025, 50% of all new jobs will require a STEM understanding, some type of a science, technology, engineering, or mathematics understanding. 50% of all jobs. Wow. Right now we've got 7 million jobs, Bill, that are unfilled, a majority of which require that STEM understanding. These companies, Boeing, Lockheed, Northrop, these guys all need to fill these jobs, but what's going on? We don't have the qualified workforce to do it.
Right.
So something we really could get behind is, yes, that infrastructure, making sure that our country is prepared, to be competitive on a global scale, but also making sure we invest in the American people and the education that will make them prosperous long term and make the country stronger long term. And so, you know, these
exactly.
are real issues.
And even for the issue of immigration, you know, if you're going to have people coming into this country based on merit, then what do they have? What can they do to add to this vision that we're doing? I mean, there's a lot of talented people even now, Chris, as you know, that, are from India working in the United States. They're doing it, by internet. But there's a lot of potential positive immigrants that can add to the proposition here. And we've got this great country in which people want to come to. These are the people that we should be recruiting, in much the same way that Rick Perry used to recruit people out of California into Texas. We ought to be recruiting, you know, these superstars of tomorrow that aren't necessarily here in the United States. Boy, I'll tell you, that's immigration I can get behind.
Absolutely. And guess what? The students that are coming here and they're learning at our universities and they're acquiring the knowledge from our universities, getting their master's, getting their PhD, just like President Trump said on the campaign trail, there's no reason why we shouldn't just stamp a visa on that diploma when they graduate.
Yes, exactly.
Welcome to our country. We're happy to have your contributions to make America great again. And then, you know, let's let a free nation lead. Let's
right.
not let a China lead. Let's let a free nation like the United States lead and make sure that we are really driving, the next generation of Americans, which perhaps could be living in space.
Right. Well, why not, Chris? I mean, this is what we did in World War II. You know, the truth be known, I mean, people caught the vision and they were working with the Third Reich at one time, some. And, we brought these people in to advance our technology. And so, hey, there's ideas. And also, again, this isn't a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. This is an American thing. OK, ladies and gentlemen, we're not being partisan here. We're doing what I believe is right for the entire country. About 20 seconds left here, Chris. Again, we thank you so much for being with us. You always bring so much to bear on the conversation, and I caught your idea, and we've got to really focus on that, and thank you for sharing it. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Chris Garcia, CEO of Vicker Financial. I'm Bill Martinez live. We've got more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. No 8-second sound bites here. We go deep to make you smarter, okay? Thank you so much.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House in 2020 expands again with the addition of former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who says in a campaign video making his announcement that immigration reform will be one of the prime issues he's running on.
All of us, wherever you live, can acknowledge that if immigration is a problem, it's the best possible problem for this country to have, and we should ensure that there are lawful paths to work, to be with family, and to flee persecution.
O'Rourke is 46. Meanwhile, the Senate now expected to vote today on a resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Several Republicans expected to join Democrats in voting to reject the presidential order. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Is here 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got John Bona with us and also Jonathan Kahn, and lots to talk about with both of them, but especially coming up, the 15th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast that's going to take place on Thursday, April the 11th at Riverside Park. John Bona, let's start with you. Let's talk about this. You've been doing this every year, and this is an exciting time. And, of course, you planned it at a time that I'm going to be in Hawaii, so inconvenient for me.
Maybe next year. All right. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, and you announced here that Jonathan Kahn is going to be the keynote speaker, so we're excited about that.
Oh, we are very excited. I can tell you our community is also excited. We're well over, I think, approaching like 1,400 tickets already, and we're a month out. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited about it. You know, this whole idea of the prayer breakfast, Bill, you know, this idea when people come together, bound by the Spirit of Christ, you know, and a shared commitment, mm-hmm. you know, and a love for one another, a care for one another, good things happen.
Exactly.
Solomon said it, right, in the Old Testament, two are better than one, and a cord of three is not quickly broken.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christ said it again, that, you know, where two or three are gathered, right?
Right.
In my name, he's there within the midst of us. So in keeping with those Old and New Testament precepts, you know, we've put this together like many other cities and governors and towns have done.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that really everyday living, just, you know, day in, day out, obedience and faithfulness to our Lord and Savior is what it's all about. So Yeah, this inspiration here in Vero Beach, we're very excited about it. And we encourage people to participate in some fashion, become part of a small group, cultivate growth. You know, it does good things in our community, God-centered communities. You know,
exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Right. Well, Jonathan Kahn is your keynote speaker, who is with us, is a Messianic rabbi, biblical scholar, known for his best-selling novel, The Harbinger, also for The Paradigm. His teachings are broadcast daily over hundreds of radio stations throughout the United States and the world and on TV. And whenever I can have a chance to talk directly with Jonathan, it's always a blessing. Hey, Jonathan, a prayer breakfast, as you and I experientially have appreciated, it all starts with prayer, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're at a very crucial time right now in America. We're really in the balance, and it is absolutely crucial that there is revival. And revival begins with mm-hmm. prayer and repentance.
Yes.
But, you know, this is what the Lord says: if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, so there it is, and seek my face and turn from their evil ways. So prayer and repentance, crucial. We need both. So it is so much for this hour. I mean, we have a window of time right now. So that's why I feel very strongly about this event.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, John Bona, you know, for me, I've been calling for a Nineveh moment, a new moment for America, just like the nation of Nineveh when they were visited by the prophet and they got it. And the thing is, Jonathan, you and I talked about this, too, is that it was the leadership that first got it. They acknowledged and appreciated and accepted what the prophet was saying, and that helped to ignite this revival and renewal that took place in Nineveh, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, revivals can happen as the Lord does it. It can happen from the grassroots. It can happen from the leadership. But ultimately, if it's going to be a true and full revival that changes a nation's course, it will ultimately have to involve the leadership. And right now, we're at a time where it's a real, real important time because we also have believers who have access to the White House now and access to government now for this time. We don't know how long that will be. That's why this, of all times, is such a crucial time for that to happen.
John Bona, you know, this prayer breakfast, the 15th annual Vero Beach prayer breakfast, as I said, it'll take place on Thursday, April the 11th. What time? It's breakfast, so what time should they be there?
Well, yeah, I hope everybody is a morning person. It's at 7:30 a.m. Till about 9:30.
Okay.
And, you know, we really, there's something about meeting together. When the body of Christ comes together, there's probably going to be 100 pastors there from different areas, you know, within the 2,000 people. And, you know, just meeting together, they probably only see each other once a year. And that idea of unity is so important because we're all there for the same thing, to seek the Lord's direction, really, and his guidance, right?
Yes, exactly.
And the other thing is, look how blessed this nation is, how privileged we really are. I mean, we're such a blessed nation, but we have, like Jonathan said, we have responsibilities back to God.
Exactly.
And we can't forget that. It's so important. And that's why we come together, to recognize those responsibilities.
Well, make sure that everybody comes with a pen, pencil, a paper, iPhones to take notes, because whenever you're around Jonathan Kahn, you've got to take notes, because I got to tell you, in my experience being around the rabbi, is that you have this direct sense that he has just come out of the throne room of God. Because his insight and revelation that he shares, and I know that Jonathan is going to be in constant prayer up until the 15th, if not including even as he's on stage, because I've known from time to time that God does not hold back, Jonathan, that even at the moment he'll download something revelatory to you, right?
Yeah, and we can't hold back. You know, I mean, you know, the Lord's given me open doors, you know, on Congress and UN, and listen, whatever happens, you know, Lord's in charge. So
yes.
I'm just here to speak as he gives, you know, and that's it. And, you know, and this is an hour that we have to hear from the Lord directly.
Exactly. And Guy Penrod is back, right, John?
He is. Yeah, we're so excited. He's a great worship leader. And it's like you'll enjoy him, Jonathan. It's like spiritual warfare. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, most of the people there are really looking for you to lead them in their Christian life, to strengthen their moral fiber. of our community. And so I can tell you, really, this community is just buzzing that you're coming. And so we're so excited about it.
Well, it's awesome. You know, the Bible says that the sons of Issachar, you know, they knew the time. So they knew what Israel should do. And so we need to know all the times that we are in right now so we each can know what to do. It's not only for the nation. It's for each of us. What is the calling right now?
Exactly. Jonathan, I did a prophecy conference years ago in Southern California. It was called Sync Up, that we needed to sync up our watch with God's prophetic watch.
Mm.
You know, because I have maintained, and you've heard me say this before, that when Israel became a nation again, it was as if God's hour hand on his clock was set. And all that has been passing are minutes and seconds until Jesus' second coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is exactly what the rebirth of Israel and the fact that we are in the last days is exactly what led me, before I knew God, when I was an atheist, to come to God, because this is the hour, and it hasn't stopped. We are living in dramatic biblical times. These are prophetic times, and we shouldn't be afraid of them.
Right.
We should be excited because we're living in Bible times.
Exactly. John Bona, before Franklin Graham passed away, passed away, and Billy was always about one thing, and that was the cross and the redemption. And all that the gospel was all about, that it was a single focus. Whenever there was any intimation of end times, eschatology or anything, it wasn't that he just flat out ignored it. That he knew that was outside his lane. But probably about a year before he passed, he even agreed, and he said, "These are the last of the last days." And to hear that from Billy Graham, I thought was quite profound. What do you think?
Well, an amazing man. I never actually had the chance to meet him. Actually, his daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, spoke at the prayer breakfast years ago. And it was great to have that connection, to hear his daughter, who's a great evangelist, by the way. And I'll never forget something that she said. She said, "We're all here this morning because we believe in the power of faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ." And that's what she said. And, you know, when somebody says something like that to you, it really sticks. You know, that's why we're here. This is what we're doing.
Well, the 15th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast will take place Thursday, April the 11th at Riverside Park. Get there early, 7:30 in the morning. Breakfast will start to be served. You will be blessed to hear Guy Penrod, the former lead singer of the Gaither Vocal Group. And, of course, you're especially going to be blessed by Jonathan Kahn. For more information, make sure you check out their website, VeroBeachPrayerBreakfast.com. That's VeroBeachPrayerBreakfast.com. Stay with us, America. We've got Jonathan Kahn, he and I, one-on-one together, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With Sleep Awareness Week underway, sleep expert and TV personality Dr. Raj Dasgupta is bringing to light an often misdiagnosed sleep disorder called narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is commonly thought of as an adult condition. However, symptoms commonly start before the age of 18 in childhood or adolescence.
The essential symptom of narcolepsy is excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. This means you get overcome by an irresistible need to sleep during the day, and you can feel tired all the time. Everyone with narcolepsy has EDS.
However, EDS can be harder to identify in children, as it can look different from how it appears in adults. Adults may describe it as feeling fatigued or irritable. Children, however, may not be able to describe their symptoms. Some children may exhibit hyperactivity, problems paying attention, or behavioral changes. If you or your child may be experiencing symptoms of narcolepsy, it may be time to talk to a doctor. Visit morethantired.com to take the narcolepsy symptom screener and to find a sleep specialist near you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jonathan Kahn is with us. Jonathan is the Messianic rabbi and biblical scholar, best known for his best-selling novel, The Harbinger, as well as his latest book, The Paradigm. Jonathan, God bless. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, always a blessing. I'm doing great. I'm actually in Florida. We're right now for a moment. I'm on the road.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, welcome to the East Coast. Well, of course, you're based out of the East Coast, just up a little bit north. But you got a little bit warmer temperatures down here in the South, compared to what you were dealing with earlier. That's for sure.
I left a snowstorm to get down here, so I'm not complaining.
Not complaining at all. Hey, well, by the way, congratulations to you and your wife on the birth of your son.
Thank you. It's our third son, and his name is was born about 30 something days ago. His name is Mishael, which is Mishak. But it's Mishak's real name, Mishael, which means who is what God is. Doing well. But thank you so much.
Excellent. Congratulations to the family. Jonathan, interesting to note that when Mishael was born, interesting that it was concurrent with that drastic bill that was signed by Governor Cuomo there in Albany, New York. What a shock, you know, that the country and the state of New York was subjected to that kind of abortion bill.
My son was born 2 days after it, and so it was really, really striking. You know, this is where we are. I mean, we are in a paradigm. It's kind of, for those who don't know it, it's revealing that we right now are in a window of time. America has been drastically falling away from God, the same pattern of ancient Israel, and we have this kind of respite where we have religious freedom. Donald Trump, it's not about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump was used that kind of to slow it down, that we still have religious freedom and all, but it has not stopped. Americans, I mean, look at what you just mentioned. This is a drastic, brazen thing. It has never happened before. And and it comes in New York. You remember, New York is what led the nation in abortion to begin with. Abortion on demand began in New York. And so now it's again. And for those of you who know, I mean, the audience who knows The Harbinger, one of the harbingers is that tower in New York, you know, and basically what replaced the World Trade Center. And I've spoken about this several times in the past. So the actual World Trade Center was linked to abortion. It was, mm-hmm. you know, it was the same hand that legalized abortion in America, which was in New York. The governor also signed the paper to begin the tower, which began the same time that New York, you know, began abortion. So the towers began to rise. The same time that abortion became the law of the land, the towers were finished. Mm-hmm. And now this tower here, you know, kind of tower represents the nation. This tower, when this law was passed, as you just mentioned, the governor ordered that the World Trade Center, with the new one, which is one of the nine harbingers,
right.
To be lit up to celebrate this horrible, horrific act, to be celebrated, lit up in the color pink. I mean, mm-hmm. how gruesome. I mean,
yes.
it's a defying God. I mean,
right.
I mean, and you know what, Bill, in the last days of Israel, or in the fall of Israel, one of the signs of the nation that had turned away from God was that it offered up its children. It was on the altars of Baal and Moloch.
Yes.
And people say, well, you know, how can you compare that? Well, yeah, they offered up thousands. We have offered up millions.
Millions.
And
yes.
now we're moving from abortion to infanticide. I mean, we're talking about they're passing laws, and they're seeking to pass laws that basically are saying to the point of birth and even after birth. I mean, how much more can we defy God?
Exactly. And also included in that, Jonathan, the sale of baby parts, which was exposed here recently. And David DeLeiden was the only one that went to jail. He was the one that captured it on video, the whistleblower. Planned Parenthood, nobody went to jail on this. You know, when you talk about the towers, it's reminiscent of the Tower of Babel, is it not?
One of the things about that tower, see, a tower, yes, a tower represents, you know, the word in Hebrew for tower, Migdal, also means great or pride. And so the thing is that, you know, a tower is like the pride of a nation, represents the nation. You know that, Bill, so this is where, you know, when 9/11 happened, it was the towers that fell. And so the Bible speaks about towers falling. And, you know, I don't know if you realize that there was actually a scripture found embedded where that tower was and where the other tower was rising. A scripture, there was one page from 9/11 was burned and it was there. Mm-hmm. And the scripture was the scripture of the Tower of Babel. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. And that's what in the Septuagint, which is an ancient version of the Bible, when it gets to that harbinger scripture, for those who know it, we will rebuild. You know, the bricks have fallen. We will rebuild. The translation is, come, let us build a tower. This is from ancient times. So absolutely what you're saying is absolutely on target.
All outside of God, all under man's power and authority and pride, right? There was no acknowledgement of God.
And we are watching, you know, we're watching it intensify. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like there's a time to relax now because the forces that are against God are not only, I mean, on that issue, you know, on the issue of life, on the issue of religious freedom, on the issue of marginalizing believers, vilifying believers, on the issue of morality, all that is moving forward on the indoctrination of children. We are watching it. And these are the same kind of days that Elijah lived in, that Jeremiah lived in. So as I said, you were talking about in another segment, but at the same time, we aren't to fear. These are times that we are to rise to greatness. This could be the greatest hour if we will rise to it.
Exactly. As you mentioned earlier, in understanding the seasons and times like the son of Issachar, there, you know, and you suggested a slight pause in this progressive movement and this move away from God. Donald Trump has kind of given us a little bit of a pause here, but we should not be lulled into thinking that all is well. There is a reason for this pause, and whenever you look back biblically in history, the reason for the pause always looks to preparation. What are we supposed to be preparing ourselves for, Jonathan, right now?
Yeah, absolutely. The pause is not so we relax. Exactly. The pause is that the window of time, the biblical pattern, and this is you know, actually both in the harbinger and the paradigm that in the course of judgment, God gave a chance, you know, and he gave this window. The window of time, the window is for revival. It's a chance for the nation to turn back. If the nation does not turn back without revival, there is no hope for America and there's no hope for the future.
Right.
So therefore, that's where it says, if my people. So for the people of God, this is the time that we have to be praying for revival as never before, working, ministering for revival, spreading the gospel. Don't be intimidated now. Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing. Be bold, bolder than ever, and spread the gospel. And it says that my people will turn from their evil ways. So this time that we need to come before God, and we need to put away anything that's not of God, because revival must begin with us. You know,
exactly.
If it begins, if we will do this, you know, it's not just to pray for revival, yes, but start living in revival. And if we live in revival, then the revival starts here and now.
Exactly. Jonathan, as you've heard me say many times before, go out and be a revival of one. Starts with one.
Yes.
Be the one,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely. There's nothing, you know, people say, oh, yeah, I wish the revival will come. Well, the revival can come. You know, there's one thing you have total control over, and that is the revival of you. And
yes.
that began. And remember, there's no revival without repentance. And listen, we all can, you know, repentance isn't just when you come to the Lord. Repentance is every day, is that we're moving away from the dark farther, and God will anoint it. There's power in it. There is blessing in it. There is restoration in it. So let us all resolve, and that's one of the things why, you know, I'm coming down to Florida for that prayer gathering.
Exactly.
Is that we need, this is the time, each of us, let us start the revival now.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jonathan, in this time that seems to be very contentious and targeted towards people that are conservative and faith-fearing, they wonder, well, what should I say? And they're fearful, but you gave them an admonishment. It's really important that they catch this, and that is that Jesus himself said, in those times of persecution, listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you what you should say, right?
Yes, yeah, it will be given to you. And, yeah, I mean, the main thing in all these times, and that goes with this, is that we need to be more plugged into God. You know, this is a time, because it's crucial. It's crucial for our prospering in this time. You know, the gospel never stops. The work of God never stops, even in persecution. In fact, it can even be stronger. But we have to be, all of us, more plugged in, more in our quiet time, more, just like Jesus was. I mean, all of us
yes.
plugged in. And also don't fear and don't live on the defensive. You're the light of the world, the Lord
exactly.
says. So it's we can't say, listen, hey, you know, I can't shine because it's dark. Listen, the whole point,
right.
That's your hour. That's your moment. Mm-hmm. That's the ministry of the light. This is when, you know, the candle in the day, you know, you can barely see it, but the candle at night lights up the world. We are to be the candle at night. So this is, it may be a little more challenging, but it's a lot more powerful.
Without a doubt. Jonathan, about a minute left here, and the internet and Twitter land is abuzz over, speaking of the paradigm, and the judgment of the Jezebel spirit manifest, we could say, as you said, in Hillary Clinton, and people are saying, where is the judgment on Hillary Clinton?
Okay. Well, listen, we need to pray for her salvation, you know, first
Amen.
Of all. But one interesting thing, because I don't know if I just heard, like, yesterday. This is amazing. If you look at the paradigm, it would seem to say, and it doesn't have to always be like this, but it seems to say that she'd be finished as far as the political career. Well, she just announced she's not running again. So interesting, because when Jehu, this is for those who know, Donald Trump is following the paradigm of Jehu. Jehu goes head-to-head with Jezebel, or the former first lady, and he wins. And now that's it for Jezebel. So the thing is that, listen, we need to pray for her salvation. But the ultimate thing with the paradigm, it speaks of the downfall of Jezebel. And Hillary Clinton had her downfall, her political downfall, in the same way in the face of the Jehu or Donald Trump.
Jonathan Kahn is a Messianic rabbi, biblical scholar, known for his best-selling novel, The Harbinger and The Paradigm. Jonathan, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you, Bill. You too. Bye.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi.